Hey, everybody. Welcome to the New Year. On location here in Gaithersburg at the Miracle League baseball field. Woohoo! It is closing day. That's kind of sad, but we're here. It's closing day for the Miracle League Adaptive Baseball. Baseball for every kid. It's wonderful. Miracle League is here in Montgomery County, Maryland, a beautiful specialized field that has been built through the generosity of the Kiwanis Club of Bethesda and the D.C. Nationals, our wonderful baseball team. And here we've got a bunch of kids playing the nation's pastime, baseball. We love it. We've got several of the folks who have made this beautiful field happen. We're going to talk with some of them. We've got Sean Ryan, who is the president of the elected president of the Kiwanis Club of Bethesda, who is just a terrific organization and have been so wonderful and helpful to us at our show and have helped keep our show on the air. And he has actually just been elected president of the Kiwanis Club of Bethesda. And we're here with Sean Ryan, who is the director of the Miracle League and is a dad and a proud dad of a young fella who's out there smacking the ball and running around the bases. So good morning, Sean Ryan.
Good morning.
So we are here, and tell us about how this field even came to be.
Dr. Leader, our president and founder of the Miracle League of Montgomery County, he was out a district international convention with the Kiwanians out west, and stumbled across a gentleman that they got into conversation, and he invited him out to see the baseball field out on Friday night to watch the kids play baseball. And he went out there and saw the game and fell in love with it. Later that evening, they had a dinner reception, and they brought one of the players out to the reception and had him out on stage to talk a little bit. And he was a young man, probably about 14 years old, and he explained what the Miracle League in that area meant to him, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. When Jim Leader left that convention and came back to Bethesda, he went to his local Bethesda group and said, "We need to do this." And the word spread out throughout Montgomery County to the Kiwanis to support the idea of building this field. And through a partnership and a lot of diligent handshaking and arm twisting and foot stomping, Jim Leader managed to get together the funds to build this field. We're partnered with Montgomery County Rec Department and the Parks Department. So the land that we're on is actually owned by the Parks Department. We're on lifelong lease.
I love that.
And so it took over a year to construct the field. We've been out here for about 4.5 years now. 2011 is when we started, and we had a big opening ceremony, and the governor of the state came, and all the delegates from the county came out and visited us, and then we were kind of left on our own for a little bit. So we have an interesting crowd of diverse kids from that have autism spectrum disorder. Some children are mobility handicapped, and they're in diverse walkers or assisted devices, and we have a few players that come to play with us that are completely handicapped in wheelchair accessibility. And so having a surface like this is really unique to the players that have those needs are being supported.
Right, that's fantastic. I mean, if you want to just take a quick look at this field, Melissa. I mean,
I was going to comment on the type of flooring. It's like a padded, smooth surface.
It's a smooth surface that goes dry in about 30 minutes after it rains.
Awesome. Yeah. So
we almost never get rained out.
Right. Wow. I think maybe the big league should start thinking of this idea. And one of your important sponsors is the Washington Nationals. So that's great. So the funding came from the wonderful Kiwanis Club of Bethesda, way to go, and the Washington Nationals, who everybody loves. And these kids are just playing baseball. And there's a buddy system, I understand, too. Can you just quickly explain how that works and why you've got that?
So the buddy system, provides a way that typical peer children and high school students can get their SSL hours and make that connection of becoming volunteers in their community. Our director, Jeannie Smith, she handles all the organization of you know, how many buddies we need that weekend and that stuff. But they come out and we pair them up with each child that needs a buddy,
mm-hmm.
and that helps them get around the bases for the kids that need that extra assistance. For the kids that don't, we have the extra buddies hold the base for first base, second base, or third base coaches. And it makes it really nice for a game when we have 20, 25 kids out here playing baseball.
And we've got a good crowd here. We've got lots of kids. And I mean, Melissa, should we just go and let's meet some of the players? Because
I saw somebody interesting over there that can't talk, but who's the mascot dog over there? John, is that Big Train?
That's Big Train. It's come out with us today.
Okay.
Big Train is also another big supporter of the Miracle League.
Uh-huh.
And they invite us out. Our game to go to their field is going to be June 22nd. And so anybody that's a player with the Miracle League is invited to come. If you're not a player of the Miracle League, please come down and support both groups. Big Train does a lot of community support.
Now, what is Big Train? They're a little minor league
community-based baseball
league. In Montgomery County.
In Montgomery County. They're all very close to Montgomery Mall. They're
right
behind Kevin John's park.
Okay.
And
sounds like a band I would have followed in the student when I was in my 20s. But
right.
But anyway, you continue, Sean.
The players are all college students that are that they are pursuing regular careers in business and science and other expertise. And during the summer, it gives them the opportunity to come out and play baseball. And every once in a while, players are really good, and they get picked off and get sent up to the minor league feed teams, to the Orioles or to the Cleveland Indians or to the Washington Nationals. And so, but when the players come to our area, to Montgomery County, to play baseball, the parents, like Adrian Freeman's dad and his wife, they sponsor players. So the player stays with them for the summer. They give them transportation, food, and make sure that they're getting to where they need to go. And in return, occasionally, it's time to come out here and help us volunteer in the afternoon with the older kids that we have. We have another group that moves up in the afternoon.
I love the whole community aspect of it, that you're pulling people from left, right, and center, and that's what this is really about. It's mainstreaming baseball for everybody, and I just love it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Melissa? Should we take a walk
that's
a little closer?
Ball.
Yeah, let's get a little closer here. And we're going to start walking closer to the field. And we've got some serious, serious batting going on here. Got to get through where the parents are right here. We got some players on deck. And let's see who we've got coming up over here. We've got a young gal who is swinging her little heart out. We're going to meet her in just a second. And there we go. And she just whacked the ball. And she's just running her little heart out to first base. And her buddy's going to remind her exactly where first base is. And we're going to say hi to her buddy and see who this girl is. Hi, we're Mary and Melissa from the Mary and Melissa Show. And we just saw this fine girl whack that ball. And we wanted to say, great hit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. And who's this great ball player here?
Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. I love that you're playing baseball.
Yeah.
It was a great hit.
Yeah, you're all the way in first base.
And is this Mom?
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Shannon, nice to meet you. Oh, this is terrific. And do you guys come out often?
Yeah, we are every week.
Every week. We love it.
This program from a parent's perspective, it's fantastic. It's a great program. The kids get a lot of exposure and a lot of friends. That's a good time.
Excellent.
You need to come on to second base. Can you come over to the
base? Oh, yeah. Oh, and there goes Shannon. She's running off to second base. And here we've got another gentleman here. We could do a quick hello and to another player here. Hi, I'm Mary, and this is my friend Melissa, and we do a radio show. Can you say hi to us?
Hi, Kellyanne.
Hi, Kellyanne. How are you?
Kellyanne. Are we playing hot potato?
Oh, Kellyanne's playing hot potato. Taking a break maybe from the game.
Warming up for the game.
Yeah. Working on our catching skills.
That's great. Is this Kellyanne's dad?
No, I'm actually Sydney's dad.
Oh, Sydney's dad. Well, there we go. See, everybody's dad and mom here. That's the kind of way it works. Oh, excellent. Well, Kellyanne, I'm so glad that you came out today. And it looks like Kellyanne is getting ready. She's working on the ball here. And that's part of the thing about the Miracle League is that you bring what you got and you do what you can. And that's just an awesome thing. And everybody's welcome. And I just love what I'm seeing here.
It's exciting. I want to give this phone over here to Melissa.
We are just walking around this amazing field here where it's stepping down on like cushy, padded environment. It's good for all kinds of terrain, shoes. Oh, there we go, a second base.
What do you think of this baseball game? You like it?
It's a lot of fun, right, Jerry?
It's a lot of fun? You come here often? Is this, did you some, this is what you do every Saturday?
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah, you love baseball?
Thumbs up.
How about you?
Thumbs up. All right, you stepped up.
I have a son out here. Adrian is my son.
Uh-huh.
We live for Saturdays.
Oh,
so awesome. We're out here every Saturday. If you can play baseball any other day of the week, then we're out in front of the yard doing the same thing. So
we're your wife. Oh, that's the yard.
I paint. Yeah. Jeremy's pointing out Melissa's other day job as a painter. Well, Jeremy, way to go.
Well, thank you so much. We're broadcasting live.
Yeah. All right.
Third base.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe we should just hang out here in second base.
Actually, I think
we've got John Ryan's son here.
Oh, well, you got to stay in second.
Oh, it's a walker.
We got a walker.
Yeah. Actually, that was called Melissa. Let's go stealing the base.
This is actually
Joseph Patrick Ryan.
Hi, Joseph Patrick. You're Sean's son. Are you stealing bases?
Yeah.
Are you having fun today?
Yeah. My Uncle Dan is here.
Oh. Yeah. And what about this baseball thing? You come here all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah? You find it fun?
Yeah.
You going to bring some friends next time, too? We'd like to come back.
We have pizza party at Magley.
Oh,
parties are the best, aren't they? Well, let's see what's going to happen next. But then you're going to have to run to third. Do you ever? And then it's so fun getting to home, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice.
And who's here with Joseph?
Hi, I'm Justin.
Hi, Justin.
I got involved in Miracle League back when I was going to occupational therapy school in Georgia. And so now it was great to find one here in my hometown, in Germantown.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that they have them in Georgia.
Yeah. They have them kind of all over the place, I think.
Oh, that's really exciting. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us feel like Montgomery County's, like, up on the, you know, the trend.
They're getting involved.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's awesome. Well, that's good. So you work as an occupational therapist.
They're rounding the bases.
Oh, boy. Oh, hey, another one stealing bases.
It's like baseball.
It is. Well, here's the thing, Melissa, is that we got to make sure that kids get out there.
Yeah.
We got to make sure that kids are welcome, and this is a place. This is a place for them.
Who's your second base?
Hi. We're from the Mary and Melissa Show, and you're live on the radio. What do you think of this baseball?
Good.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at you. You're in second base. You're getting ready to run to home. How about you? Are you here all the time? Are you, this is your first time or second time? Or?
I've been here a little bit. I came with my sister, and I came to help the kids that need this.
That's great.
It's a community project.
Oh, great. Go. And what's your name? You want to give us your name?
Yes, Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. Good to see you. And what's this this young man's name?
Aiden.
Hey, Aiden. Oh, fantastic. So, baseball. Woohoo! We love it. You know, it's called the All-American pastime. It's like All-American. And getting out in the sun and playing and getting your exercise. I love it. You're breaking out. You got a big sweat going. That's good. You're running hard there.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ready? You're going up the bat. We got to get ready to run to third. And there he goes. Ready? Christian, are you ready?
Ready.
There he goes. And woo! All right. Oh, a good throw. He's got an arm. Good job. No. All right, we're doing a little round the horn here with the pitcher and Kristen. A little round the horn. Oh, and Kristen. Oh, Kristen's got an arm. Like, watch out.
Oh, there you go. You got to go to third.
Oh, all right. All right, there he goes. And there's the buddy running with Kristen. And everybody's staying safe and happy, and it's awesome. And here's our buddy, Jeremy, again. He rounded the bases. He's just incredible. Tall drink of water, this fella. Looks like he's almost 6 feet tall. Fantastic. All right, well.
Really feel punk, yeah.
I know. You see my drink back there. I know. Jeremy's noticing.
Oh.
Well, this is a crowded field today, folks, and this is something you should keep in mind to do as the Miracle League keeps doing this every year. We are at the final game, but they've had a series of games starting in April, and next year put this on your calendar because every Saturday these folks gather here and people come from all over the area, some from out of town and some from just because they want to be involved.
Mm-hmm. And they will never turn any kid away. So you show up. You will play that day. So
exactly.
Put it on your list. You got a kid. You got kids who want to help out. You got kids who need to play. Because guess what? Your kids need to play. No
yeah.
matter what the disability is.
Exactly. Sports for everybody.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, Mary, let's get a couple of more interviews here. There's a group of kids here that routinely shows up to volunteer, and they're from Big Train.
Hey, Big Train.
Hi.
Hey,
we're the Mary and Melissa Show. We're broadcasting live today, and we wanted someone from Big Train to share a little bit about how you guys always show up here. I always see your green shirts and your enthusiastic faces. Tell us, what brought you here?
Yeah, well, absolutely. We are always looking to promote our values in the community at events like this to sort of just help out any way we can, because we are a nonprofit dedicated to improving youth baseball here in Montgomery County. So certainly any chance we get, we're going to help out causes like these.
That's great. Wow, we didn't even know about you guys. Where are you based?
We're out of Bethesda, Maryland. We play our summer collegiate baseball games over at Cabin John Regional Park. Beautiful facility right across from Montgomery Mall. And we're going to have a really great team this year. We're already 7-1, first place in our division. We got college players from all over the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a fun time, very family-friendly, sort of a minor league type environment.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, fun for the whole family. And it's been great so far.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. Thanks
yeah.
for participating and making your presence known. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, folks, that was Big Train. So look them up next time.
You're
in Bethesda.
What's your name?
I'm Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle from Big Train. All right.
And here we have Jeannie. She's a longtime supporter and member of the Kiwanis and Miracle League. Jeannie, what are you doing now?
She's had,
are you?
What are you doing?
Hi.
Hi, I'm
saying hi to our audience.
All right.
Got to enroll someone.
Thank you for listening. We're going through the lineup right now.
Okay.
We have a heavy hitter right now. We call him Iron Mike.
Let's catch out.
And then Adrian's on first bay, and he likes to get caught in a pickle. And he's we're going to try to do that with him because he loves to get caught in a pickle. And we have Matthew on deck. He's doing
day one. Hi, Matthew. How you doing? Are you ready to play some ball?
Here's his mother, Yadis.
Hi, and how are you?
How are
good.
You?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you guys have been on here a couple of times, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we've
been
here. We had a little off.
Since 2009.
Yeah. Since 2009, since before we even had the field.
Wow. So, yeah, this is a big thing for you guys.
Yes. Matthew really in love. I mean, enjoy the game. And he learns how to bat now by himself. And, yes, he's getting so excited when we are coming here.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You're about baseball. Yeah. You're going to go up to bat soon?
Yeah.
Yes.
For my
yeah.
He's reading so nice.
I know. It's
job.
Patient. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's something they learn here, like have patience and be with another kids and yeah. So you my message?
Love it. Fantastic.
Great.
High five.
Congratulations.
High five. There we go.
Thanks, Ben. All right. We're just so impressed by all the players here. Everybody's got enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the pitcher is really on target today.
Looking really good. Looking really good.
Let's check in with one of the players here. Hi. Are you? I see you. You're doing a great job out here. We're broadcasting live from the radio show of the Mary Melissa Show. What do you think of this base? Are you catcher? Are you the catcher? Are you catching today?
I'm playing every position.
Oh, yeah. You're batting really well. I watched you bat a couple times. You're really a player.
Yeah.
This is fun, huh? Good job. Are you a parent here?
I am a parent. I'm Adrian's mom. Adrian has a lot of passion for baseball, and he likes to play every position. He's catching.
Whoa! What a bat!
Yeah. Playing shortstop earlier.
Oh, these kids really know how to bat.
They really do.
That's one of the wonderful things that this program has been able to provide, is the space and time for kids to develop an expertise in something that normally wouldn't be available. That's what we like to see, because we feel like this kind of programming and this kind of projects really get people out of the house into community environments.
They do. It's really been great. Adrian's been a part of it since the first day, and the field is really awesome, because it's accessible for walkers, for wheelchairs, for anyone with mobility issues. The rest of the equipment is kind of customized for the kids. There are bats of all shapes and sizes and materials, so we find the one that's best for each kid. We use different balls, and we find what solution works for each kid to make it a really successful and fun experience for everybody.
Wow. I think it's very special, isn't it? Yeah. Before this, did you have places to go to do athletics? Or
no, we just played out in the backyard or on the street, but not with other kids like that.
Yeah, see, that's
great,
the big
to have
yeah,
the community
thank you.
And the organization. It's been great.
Awesome. Mm.
That's great.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we love coming to events like this.
Thank you
but
so
we
much.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Great.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's it, Mary.
What more is there to say?
We always seem to find the niche spots in the world doing projects and programs of this type for kids who normally wouldn't get that opportunity. And that's what our society is working on, making opportunities available.
Mm-hmm.
So happy that we can share this with our audience. You guys need to come out and check this. Get involved. Come and play ball.
Mm-hmm.
Miracle League in Germantown.
Yep.
Kiwanis Club of Bethesda.
Yep. They rock. Get your kids out, man. That's all that it's about. It's about getting into life and society and equal participation. These people are living it and breathing it. So, all right, you know where to find us, the Mary and Melissa Show on Blog Talk Radio, inclusionzone.org, changing the way you all think, live, and be, and you'll keep hearing more from us.
Exactly. All right, thanks, everybody.